Hey, this is Mike Tallman with the band Youth Orchestra.
Yeah, how you doing today? My name's Triumph. Yeah. I work with the radio station.
Right on, man.
Yeah, if you'd like, got some interview questions we could go over.
Cool.
Let's see. First, let's just start out with, you want to tell us a little bit about Youth Orchestra and where you're from?
Well, originally, the band started in Iowa City, Iowa, back in 2003, and we were based out of Iowa City for many years, and then we just moved out to Fort Collins about a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
So we were touring around the Midwest quite a bit for several years, and we spent a lot of time in the mountain region, and then we were really drawn to the Colorado scene, and so we all moved out to Fort Collins together.
Excellent. How's that been for the band this past year and a half in Colorado?
Oh, it's been great. The scene has been really receptive out here. We've been met with a lot of enthusiasm, and just released a new studio record a few months ago, and people have been responding really well to that. And so it's been a really fun transition for us out here.
Well, good. What have you thought of the venues here on the Front Range? Do you have any favorites so far, where you've been playing, or,
one of my favorites is definitely the Boulder Cedar, which we're doing with Dubskin coming up.
Yeah, it's on February 3rd?
Yes, exactly.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the nicest venues we've ever been lucky enough to play, so we're really excited to be back there again soon.
Good, okay. Yeah, we're excited to see you come down through Boulder. Definitely looking forward to coming out and see you. Wanted to ask you some questions about the band, too. I was looking online at your Facebook and stuff, and it said you might be looking for a new keyboardist. What's going on?
Yeah, we had our longtime and founding member keyboard player, Eric Kleiner, step down from the band a few months ago just to pursue more of a family life. He got married a year ago, and he's looking to settle down and not be on the road as much as the rest of us. So he stepped down from the group, and now we have Walter Hanna, who's a really great keyboard player from Fort Collins. He plays with another band called The Grip, and he's just all around really solid player. He does a lot of jazz stuff and freelance work like that too. But so he plays with The Grip, and then he's been playing with us since November as well.
Oh, okay, good. So does that mean you guys are going to continue and plan some tour stuff over the summer as well?
Yeah, definitely. One of our big things we do every summer is we host our own festival just outside of Iowa City.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Camp Euphoria, and this is our seventh year coming up. So that's always in the middle of July, and that's kind of the big centerpiece of our whole summer for the last 7 years.
Excellent. Where can people find out information about that?
The new website for this year should be up soon, and it'll be at campeuphoria.com, and that's euphoria with an F, so it's CampEuphoria.com. And then if they search it online, they'll find a Facebook page and a MySpace page for it as well.
Excellent. And what goes on at Camp Euphoria? What's that about?
Camp Euphoria is it's a really low-key, like really laid-back festival scene. There's usually about 1,200 or 1,300 people there, and it's just out on this guy's private property out on a farm in Lone Tree, Iowa. So it's about 11 miles from downtown Iowa City.
Oh, okay.
There's two stages. There's usually about 19 bands on board, and then we headline both nights, and then there's late night shows, and so we're just working on getting our lineup confirmed for that. We're really excited about a lot of the talent that's going to be there and coming back from previous years as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Speaking of festivals and stuff, so you've been up to the Peak to Peak up in Nederland?
Yeah, we're going up to do the Winterfest festival up there this weekend.
Oh, even sooner. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where are you playing out up there?
That is at the community center up there. And I actually haven't been to that building before, so I don't know what it's all about, but I know it's a indoor multiple stage festival. really great lineup all weekend too.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, let's go into maybe some questions about the music. What maybe some of the musical influences? It says your genre is global dance.
Yeah, it's. I know most bands say this to some extent, but we have a pretty eclectic sound and we cover a lot of genres. But it's mostly, you know, upbeat dance music, and it's a lot of it has kind of Caribbean or West African influence, that kind of thing. We're, you know, big Fela fans and reggae and dub fans and all of those things. So we cover a lot of ground. It's real percussion heavy music, and we also have a horn section. So yeah, it's a pretty broad sound for sure, but it's all about getting people dancing.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice. What are some of the musical influences?
Fela Kuti is one of the big ones. You know, any of the reggae and dub legends from Bob and Peter Tosh to Burning Spear and, you know, King Tubby and all of those guys. And some more modern stuff like Tikla and the Antibalas Afrobeat Orchestra are big influences on us. And then even down to like Talking Heads are a big influence, and some of us are even big bluegrass junkies, and you know, there's a pretty diverse background. Having seven guys in the band, everybody's got their own eclectic taste in music, so we've always kind of had the approach that we would try anything that anybody wants to do with the band, and then if it works, it works, and if not, we move on and try the next thing.
Yeah. Very nice, as long as it's getting the people up and moving, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Good. I just downloaded the your new release, Soup, the album. Just downloaded it online for free. Want to ask how that's going for you? How making the move to distributing music online for free is going for your band? What that's done?
It's going well so far. We're happy to see that people are actually getting on and downloading it. And, you know, we're just trying to push it constantly, because that's the whole point, is just to get it out to the people and just make it our gift to the world, you know. So far, we've been really happy with the response we've gotten from it. And let's see. You know, we kind of had to talk with some other people, like some of the guys we recorded with and we're working with to create the album. We kind of had to convince them that we really thought this was a good idea, and we had quite a few people try and talk us out of it. But I think that this day and age, I think more and more people are going to start doing it, and with the age of the internet, it's inevitable,
right,
that more and more people are going to just keep doing it, you know.
Yeah. So is this a response to piracy and kind of getting around that and just promoting tours, or what's this been about for you?
Yeah, I'd say in a lot of ways it has been. You know, I just think that the age of the internet is going to keep changing this industry drastically and fast too. I mean, I think it's important for people to pay attention to what's happening with the music industry in the online realm, and then try and keep up with trends and stay ahead of the curve if they have ideas, you know.
Yeah. So what part does local community play in all this? What can local communities do to help support their artists and to get them activated in this and how the music scene's changing?
Well, you know, that's one thing we've always been about, has been trying to be involved in community, and we're trying to do more and more of that out here, because I think there's a lot that the community can give to the musicians, and there's a lot that we can give back as well. And that's also another big part of what started Camp Euphoria. The tagline for the festival is a celebration of community and music. Let's see. Oh, I lost my train of thought. Well, how did you phrase the question exactly?
I was asking about maybe if you had some advice for local communities, what they might do to help their artists become, cope with the changes that are happening in the music scene.
Well, you know, like for us, the real goal of of giving the album away for free is that we want to go out and play shows and have more people come out and buy tickets to the shows. And they can just have the music to listen to, you know, but what we really want is to be able to get in front of a crowd of people and perform for them, because that's where our true love lies with all this, you know.
I see.
Yeah. So, you know, people, I know it's hard for people to come out and buy tickets in this economy a lot of times, but, you know, that's what the artists really love doing, is performing in front of people. So, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get out and support live music as much as possible is what I think it's always really going to be about.
Good. Yeah, definitely. Ask some questions about pirate radio and stuff too. Some of the riffraff we get is for playing unlicensed music, but we tend to have more local variety and more of an eclectic mix. But it's still a battle with the FCC for licenses and stuff. So, wanted to know what your thoughts were on that.
Well, you know, it kind of falls under that same mentality that we have given the album away. It's like, we just want to get our music to be heard by as many people as possible. So we love that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, and it's totally fine with us. And I can see how when there's, you know, a bigger infrastructure of people that depend on making millions of dollars from royalties and whatnot and all of that, I'm sure they have a much different viewpoint than I do on the whole matter.
Yeah.
But for us, it's great, you know. I mean, that's the whole thing, is just get the music heard, and then if they really like it there, then go get on our website and just take it and have it and put it on your iPod and share it with your friends at other pirate radio stations.
Excellent. We like that kind of attitude.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty much the same place where we're at with things.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Well, yeah. How about, do you want to tell us a little bit of information about, your blog, or, you know, how people can, get caught up with you?
Sure. Our main website is euforchestra.com, and that's euforquestra. And we also, stay really busy on our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/euforchestra. There is a blog attached to the main website, which is just euforchestra.com/blog. And that's something we're trying to get better about, keeping updated. And we're going to start trying to document more of like life on the road and getting photos and videos up more frequently.
Okay. Excellent. Let's see. I wanted to talk a little bit about how your recording experience has been in Loveland. I understood you were recording in Loveland, Colorado, and that's not necessarily a place you hear most people recording in. How's that? What's that studio like? What's Backbone Studio?
Backbone Studio is incredible. It's an amazing facility, and it's run by a really, really awesome group of guys that have a lot of the experience and knowledge and just an incredible selection of backline equipment, and they have, you know, vintage recording gear and state-of-the-art digital recording gear and a huge selection of microphones. And studio is only about a year and a half old, I think, maybe even younger than that, actually. And we spent some time touring around Denver and Boulder, just looking at a bunch of different studios.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a whole lot of places where we felt like we could make a really good record. But then last minute we heard about Backbone, and we went and checked it out, and it was the very last thing we did. And we ended up hanging out there with the owner and one of the guys that works for the studio for like 2.5 or 3 hours, just listening to music and talking about what we had in mind. And, you know, we played him some of our old stuff and some rough tracks that we had made from a potential studio record a couple years ago.
Mm.
So we really just hit it off with the whole crew there right away, we knew immediately it was the right place for us to go.
Yeah.
But the experience was great. I mean, the crew is great. The facility is amazing. It's a really, really nice place. And it worked out nicely, too, because it's so much closer to Fort Collins for us than going down to Boulder and Denver.
Hmm. Yeah, for sure, making the trip.
But yeah. Highly recommend checking out backbonestudio.com if anybody around here is interested in trying to find a nice recording facility.
Excellent. Is there anything that you'd like to add, anything you'd like to put out there, places people could check you out, where you'll be playing soon?
Yeah, you know, the calendar is all over, you know, Facebook and the website and MySpace, and we keep Jambase updated and that kind of thing. So, yeah, keep an eye out for us. Go check out the album from the website and, you know, pass it along to people if they like what they hear.
Excellent.
And we're really excited to be back in Boulder here soon. The Boulder Theater with Dubskin is going to be a really great night. There's going to be some collaboration, and so super excited to be back there.
Excellent. Are there still tickets still available for that?
Yes. I believe they're all at bouldertheater.com.
Okay. Sure, you can pick them up at the box
like
office,
that.
Too? Yep.
Yep, and of course, at the box office.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, anything else you'd like to add? Give a shout-out to anybody?
I think I'm good, man. Well, big shout-out to anybody who's listening, and thanks to the Colorado music scene for making us feel at home.
Excellent. Excellent. We appreciate it. Well, thank you once again, and